everybody. Once again, Simon here with my boy
Harry,
here to do Banter Zone once again for you. So lots of stuff went on this week. Pretty crazy. Lots to talk about, especially in the Man United world for us. There's tons. Kicked off on Monday last week. United versus Stoke. What more can we say? They just...
There's not much to say about that. I guess more or less, I think the biggest highlight from that is, I guess the last four games these teams played, it ended up in a draw.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why United has so much trouble with Stoke all the time, but it was nice to see them actually dominate and play a dominant performance. Lukaku back on the score sheet. Valencia with a nice goal. Just Martial with a goal as well, and still making a case for himself.
Well, Valencia, that was a beautiful goal, 9th minute, really early in the game, which was great. Solidified a win. Well, helped solidify a win in the end, so it was good.
Yeah, convincing nonetheless, but hopefully they keep rolling. The big news with United this week, though, I mean, in this one's good. I just kind of making me go a bit crazy here, but Alexis Sanchez confirmed, and we're filming this on a Sunday again, but medical was done today. There was some picture surfaced of him in a number 7 jersey, so wearing the number 7 jersey, I gotta say.
It just gave me goosebumps thinking about it. God. Amazing. I can't complain with that. I'm excited.
Yeah. He's been unreal and all this stuff kind of surrounding what's happening in the future with Arsenal. I guess that's kind of what made him step back a bit. But he's a guy that fights every minute. He's going to be a guy that's just going to create more chances for United, take pressure off of guys like Pogba. Now you got another threat, huge threat on the pitch. It's just going to be crazy.
I can't wait to see the lineup. I can't wait to see how they break it down, where they're playing.
No. I've been dreaming about this for like 5 years. Well, and then all of a sudden now it's like, oh.
You were also Chilean, so at the same time you got a hometown player playing for our team.
Could you imagine if you would have gone to City? I couldn't have cheered for him. That's the hardest part.
No,
because
of
my loyalty
to
United, I couldn't have.
No.
But he's coming to the right place. He's a red, number 7. Gonna fall in the footsteps of guys like Ronaldo, Best. Just list them off. I mean, and number 7 is a big number at United, and now you're playing for the biggest club in the world. So, welcome to United.
Thank you. Let's make some history. That's all I have to say. We can make history.
That's it.
Man, I could go on for hours with this. Do you want to move on with the show? Let's roll to Wednesday. Wednesday was some crazy games. Barca versus Espanyol. They were undefeated for 28 matches in all competitions, and
falling off.
Just falling out, and with Messi missing a penalty.
He's good at that, though. And as a Chilean, this one makes me kind of happy because Copa America, he's missing, and he's still one of the greatest players in the world.
Yeah.
He's not for me.
Yeah.
He's not my number one choice, and I'm going to get chastised for this one. Messi is fantastic.
He's a great player.
But I've always been Ronaldo, and I will always be Ronaldo.
I've always had a thing for him.
No.
Okay. you idolize a player. You look at a player and you're like, I wish I could.
You
play
have
like
to be more clear in the way you state things because
get myself into trouble online. Do not blow that out of context. I guess another big last thing on Espanyol. It was this will be their first win against Barca at RSDE Stadium. So that's huge for them. Good on you. Cool. PSG?
Yeah. So
League One,
whatever you want to call it. PSG and Dijon. Game was disgusting.
I don't even know where to start with this game. I don't know. I guess PSG attempting to remain unbeaten at home.
They did a pretty good job of it. I mean, a pretty convincing win in any sport, and especially in soccer, to put up, 8?
8 goals.
Ridiculous.
Okay, besides that, let's touch base on Neymar. Potting 4 goals in that game. 4!
It's unreal. Cavani's got, 100 goals already this season, but between those guys are unstoppable right now. The PSG team is too good. It'd be nice to see them go far in the Champions League.
It would be nice to see.
Because of the amount of talent they have now. Neymar deserves a shot, I think, so doing well, keeping rolling, and they're just going to breeze through that league, and that's it.
I'm not going to lie. I did feel bad for the goalkeeper that game. I guess, I'm sorry to say this, but Reinette, it was watching, I don't know, it just reminded me of Swiss cheese all the way through. Like, goal.
It's full of holes everywhere.
I guess, you know, to kind of get off some of the scores here, some big news. Ronaldinho retires at the age of 37.
Legend, Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Thank you for your years of quality. I mean, always doing things that nobody else did.
No.
Could his legacy have been a little bit better if he would have stuck around at different teams, you know, not bounced around so much, injury trouble, whatnot, but still one of the greatest players to ever set foot on the field.
He definitely made his presence, especially with the Brazilian team. Played 101 matches with them. Great on him. 35 goals. So, yeah.
Just unreal. Pure class at every level. I mean, retired late for considering he hasn't really played that important of matches in probably 5 years now.
I don't know, probably. Like that.
But yeah, legend. Thank you for all your years, Ronaldinho. That was, I mean, the game would have been the same without you.
No, he definitely changed a lot of some of the structure, bringing in, I guess, just new soccer styles throughout the years.
Yeah, having a bit of fun with it, playing with it. You see that a little bit more. He was one of the guys to do that. And when he did it, people didn't know what to do. Because it was just ridiculous.
It was scary.
It was just hands on the face. Like, how did he do that? But
thank you for the good times that I guess we watch these games, watching him play. And
yeah.
Definitely not complaining with that. I don't know. Thursday, Copa Rey. Real Madrid pulled off another win.
That was a tough one. They seemed to have trouble against Team Leganes. Not a very big team. Asensio scored super late in the game, but
oh, that was an extremely late goal. But
I was waiting for notifications. When is this going to start to happen? I'm like, oh, maybe it's broken.
Look at your phone, nothing.
And all of a sudden, I see Asensio in the 80-something minute. Holy!
Saturday, big day. Of course, EPL. All EPL fans out there, we know what's about to happen.
Oh. Crazy day. I mean, so much went on that day. Brighton, Chelsea.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hazard just finds the back of the net twice against Brighton.
101 goals, I believe, now this year. Or not this year, but 101 goals on his career. Hazard with Chelsea right now. So
yeah,
that's large.
It's a milestone, that's for sure. I'm happy to see it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, how many more years do you think he's got left in the...
I don't know. Hazard's good as long as he can stay consistent. He's had a couple of years there where he kind of fell off, but seemed to wake up again now under Conte and lighten it up again this year. Yeah. He's had a really good year, so good on him. I always liked Hazard the way he plays. I mean, he's a good player for Belgium too, so it's just always kind of a pleasure to watch when he's on.
It's a great player. We want to talk about notifications, about that game. You get a notification in the third minute. And then the sixth minute, one. You're like, back to back?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. It's nuts.
We're going to touch base on this again. Here we go. Man United versus Burnley.
Not as convincing as the last week's game was. Burnley, so direct, they cause issues. I mean, they try to capitalize on that counterattack and just try to mess with your day, really. They don't do much. They do one thing, but they do it hard. And
they do it well.
And it works for them. They're sitting, 11th on the table or something like
that? I believe they are, yeah.
Burnley are just rolling, and good for them.
Yeah, they held on to that defeat, so I'll take it. Put that into the books. I'll take our 3 points. I guess we got Arsenal versus Crystal Palace.
I mean, Alexis Sanchez, who? They didn't need him this game. But it was Palace, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But early goals, what happened?
I can't believe how many early goals I've seen throughout the week. You talked about Monday starting on the 15th to today, which is the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely key for a lot of these teams.
Oh, yeah. Montreal early goals, sixth minute it was. And then this next one was, I think it was Iwobi at 10, Koscielny 13, and then Lacazette.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were all within 25 minutes of the And that was it, though. Then nothing really happened after that game.
It was a good positional game in the end. They definitely held on to that ball. Yeah, they wanted to solidify that win, so it was good to see that.
Yeah. Definitely. It was nice to see that they still have a shot, and maybe, you know, if they can get this Aubameyang to come over there, and Aubameyang played with Mkhitaryan. Mkhitaryan's finally supposedly going over there to Arsenal, and they're going to be a speedy team with Lacazette. They're just going to be fast, and if they're direct, they're going to be a good team to watch, and it'll be nice to see Arsenal not be so bad.
I just always feel like we bash Arsenal.
I know, it's kind of easy to right now.
Oh, it definitely is.
You know, I wish them all the best, and they do well, as long as they don't do better than United, but...
Yeah,
you guys don't have Alexis anymore, so I don't care.
Thank you very much.
The big game, the port game, was City Newcastle. Hoping maybe Newcastle would be able to do anything.
I was hoping we'd see City fall two games in a row, but maybe I was asking for a lot.
A little ambitious, yeah. I mean, yeah, it would have been nice too, but no, mighty maintain, and they're still there, and yeah.
Yeah. Aguero?
Hat-trick.
One was a penalty, but yeah, he's still at the same time.
He still puts him away. The other two goals are nice. I mean, getting over top of people and how short he is.
Yeah.
Just banging goals still.
Hey, if I could pop three goals in a game when I was playing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But that doesn't happen too often because we were not good enough.
We had fun, though. That's all that matters.
3-1 final in that game.
Yeah,
big scores this weekend.
I can't believe how many goals were put up. How many fast goals. How many goals were scored.
Yeah, we were kind of criticizing Ronaldo last week because he's kind of been on a bit of a slump. And everyone's kind of grinding him. And then all of a sudden he goes and puts two away.
I was surprised when I saw that.
7-1.
That was a huge game.
It's disgusting. He just walked all over Deportivo. Like it was
a awful. Spanking, yeah. Is what it was.
Awful. Barcelona did the same thing.
Yeah. No, they definitely did. Yeah, Luis Suarez. 2 goals again, 2 assists.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying seeing these big players putting up all these points. I just do not want to, I guess, see them go through a drought coming up soon.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys like, I've already kind of had my biased opinions on Suarez, and I don't really like him. You can eat an apple through a chain link fence, those teeth, but... I hate Suarez. I don't like him. It's a good thing he's got that in his claws now. I think if he bites people, he's done. And he's kind of cleaned up his act, and he's tearing it up over there. But I still don't like him.
I definitely laughed when I saw that in his claws to begin with. I was just
I mean, you do it 3 times, you're kind of going to get...
Yeah, it's almost like a teething
problem. You know what? You come over here, and we'll pay you a ton of money. Just don't bite anybody.
No.
MLS Super Draft as well this weekend.
That's right.
I mean, some big names going through and nothing really crazy on the Canadian side. A couple trades made, but nothing major. The biggest news, I guess, coming out of Canada would be the TSN Montreal. I believe it was. They interviewed David Klanigan.
David Klanigan, yeah. I hope we're saying his name right.
Yeah, I hope so.
If not,
hope
so.
Please correct us.
Yeah, please correct us.
But he interviewed with radio, and he spoke about over the next 6 weeks, a lot of big things coming. Announcements for teams, about 15 to 16 supporters groups involved around. I know Calgary has its own, the Foot Soldiers, and highly involved with the club with the PDL side of things.
Correct.
In the last couple of years, so which is great. But trying to grow it, you know, locally and getting all the supporters groups, and they want to get everybody involved. And do this right, in a sense, you know. Like we said before, grassroots, this comes from the bottom up. So everybody has to support. Everybody has to get behind their local club. You see guys like the Barton Street Battalion out of Hamilton.
Oh.
They're doing little tournaments out of there. It was them against the Grand River Union, I believe it was, and Sauga City Collective. But doing little like indoor tournaments, and it's the supporters groups for clubs that don't even exist yet. So
but building those teams, it does definitely take a lot of time, energy to do it. Oh, yeah. So everybody that is supporting every team out there, well, good on you and thank you, I guess.
Yeah, appreciate it. I mean, because we all got to do it. We all got to keep going. But more news coming shortly. Hopefully get the announcement soon, Calgary.
Fingers crossed.
The next couple weeks, hopefully. We'd like to hear something from Calgary.
What was that? We were reading that... that one piece, what was it, 5 to 8 weeks before they start dropping any bombs on everybody? Or do you think it's going to be sooner than that?
I'd like to think that it's going to be sooner. I'd just like to think that. For the next 2 weeks, we'll get some news in Calgary, and then Calgary can start creating that buzz, because Calgary seems to be one of the quietest ones out there. Everybody else seems to be, you kind of hear, you know, about the Hamiltons, and we hear that Calgary's pretty advanced in what they're doing, but you don't hear a lot about it. But you know what? We'll maybe get Tommy Wheeldon Jr., the TD of Foothills, to come on the show one day and chat with us, and maybe get some more info out of him and kind of talk to see what's going on going on in the Foothills world. Because
I'd like to have the inside track the whole way through.
Yeah.
The moment 100%. It gets released to, you know, that team finally hits the pitch for the first time.
The more we know, the more we can get out, and the more, you know, we can try to help build this sport here.
Yeah.
I mean, as you can see, our location has kind of changed a little bit.
We probably should have started off with that in the beginning, but
yeah,
we're at a sweet place.
Control V, virtual reality place. So thanks for hooking us up with the spot. Just huge. I mean, somebody kind of sees what we're doing, and they're like, hey, he has got something there. And they've given us a spot to come and film in, and thank you. And, you know, hopefully maybe in the next little bit, maybe doing some giveaways or something.
Yeah, definitely give. I want to do some giveaways. I want to watch people slap all these goggles, these headphones, and stand in one of these dark rooms. Well, without the lights on right now. But one of these dark rooms, and either watch them walk into walls or scream.
When we were here the other day checking this place out, this kid was running into a wall, so it was kind of funny to see. So a lot of entertainment, even whether you're playing in the game or not, but check them out, Control V Calgary. Locations in a lot of places, and they're in a lot of other cities as well. Red Deer has it, I believe, somewhere out in Ontario as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check them out.
Calgary location.
Yeah, we'll put all the info in the description below, how you can reach them, and, you know, about booking birthday parties and stuff like that, so
kind of cool. And next week, what do we want? We want to try to give away.
I don't know. Maybe we'll give away a couple hours, but a couple hours of free VR time in here. So maybe two people. But we'll touch on that later. And if you guys like the video, don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share this, because the more people that know, the more info we can get out to everybody, and the better it is for the Canadian soccer community world. So
correct. Yeah, anything comes down to Canadian soccer. But there are leagues out there, there are teams that we haven't discussed, talked about.
Players signing in different places.
Yeah, just leave us comments. We'll definitely help out, drop a bit of information on there as well. And if you have something you want us to say, let us know.
Thanks again, once again, for tuning in. Those that stayed to the end, once again, Simon.
Harry.
Thanks for watching.
Second episode.
Wing on down. And stop. You know what I'm saying? So he could get on. Now this is what we doing. We